transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right, we're going to, in just a few moments, get into the Make America Healthy Again report that turned out to be so well written.
Can't wait to hear more about that.
Yeah.
It is 7:06. We've got sunshine, highs today in the mid to upper 70s. It's going to be beautiful all day long. Joining us now, Savannah Tomei Olson from our news department. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Doing all
great.
It's a little sad. It's a very sad day today.
Sad.
We've got the handkerchiefs, a big stack of them right here.
Right.
And, you know, we're saying goodbye to Sam. So very pivotal. Made this show the success that it was today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a downhill slide from here.
End of an era, really.
Yeah. It is.
It is.
You're going to make me cry, John.
Okay. Yeah. We don't want you to cry.
Are you sure?
Okay. Don't.
Oh, no. Don't do it.
Oh, no. There he goes.
The signature Sam cry. We love it. All right. We'll have to record
puddle
that.
Of tears over there. Savannah, what's going on?
What are you covering?
What do you got? What kind of stories are you working on?
The thing I've been watching for days now is the Meritor strike. So nurses, the union met with the hospital yesterday for a bargaining session. They had a mediator there. And I was kind of on pins and needles all afternoon. I thought, like, okay, we might hear something this afternoon. And no dice.
Mm.
They gave an update last night saying that they're meeting in an hour this morning to get right back to the table, because it's been an interesting week. Meritor says everything has gone really smoothly with all their traveling nurses. And I have heard from some nurses who say that, you know, they might struggle for a couple months here, just losing out on 1 week of pay. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens the rest of the day today, especially after they start meeting here at 8 o'clock. Their big things are safety, staffing, and pay. That's what they keep saying.
All right. Well, that sounds, you know, touch and go. I mean, especially with the administration that we have now, you know, all the cuts they're making with Medicaid and, you know, pay going down and compensation being limited. We'll see how all of that kind of washes out in the end here. But it is, they are pivotal, you know, the nurses, they're the ones making the whole thing work.
How are they getting by without, nurses
they,
on
they don't
strike?
Have any, I mean, yeah. That's going to be very tough.
They have backups?
They have traveling nurses. So they have hundreds of nurses who have flown in from all over the country. Traveling nurses are very expensive, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Part of that and part of why people sign up to be traveling nurses is because they make good bank doing that.
Filling in, right?
You know, I'm sure the hospital does not want to do it much longer simply because it's pricey. It's really expensive to do.
And you got to know the system you're working in.
Sure.
Right.
What else you got?
Well, another thing that we're watching is what's going on with the Trump administration and Chinese students. So UW-Madison's international student population, about half of them are Chinese. It's the largest population from any area when it comes to our international students. So now that the administration says they're going to, I believe the word he used was aggressively revoke the visas of Chinese students, UW is trying to figure out what that means and trying to provide resources to those Chinese students, because it's a huge, huge portion, the largest single portion from any one area. 3,400 students is a lot of people who are invested in their education here in Madison.
It's just outrageous. I mean, this is just punishing the next generation. I just don't get this. This is the weirdest part of the Trump administration, punishing students, making sure they don't get an education, right? And then attacking the colleges. Yeah, it's odd.
It's
all right.
Very strange. Savannah, anything else? Any other fun stories coming up? Anything kicker-wise?
Well, I think the big one is Sam. Isn't that
well,
our big
it is
story
that,
of
you know,
the
you're
day?
Right. That it is it, breaking news.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Sam.
Well, put that in the headlines if you can.
I don't know if I've ever been news before. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Savannah. Thank you.
Savannah Tomei Olson. We appreciate it. Yeah. You have a good weekend. Thank you. Okay, that's
all right. So you want to get to the big story, or you, do you have something else you want to bring up before we get to you know, making America healthy again with misinterpreted reports?
Yes, I just want to mention that we are continuing with Free Ticket Friday. In fact, it's happening all day long with all of our civic media hosts. Your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewer tickets every Friday this summer, and our keyword this time around is crew. You can text us on the Civic Media app. Just download the app in the Apple or Google store. Find our station, WMDX. Use the text button and send that keyword crew to be entered in. We'll draw one winner later on this afternoon or this evening, and they'll be notified. But again, listen throughout the day. There'll be different keywords as we go along this Friday. And again, the keyword this time around is crew, like brew crew, C-R-E-W. Yeah. Okay? Yeah,
absolutely.
All right.
All right, well.
Over to you, Johnny.
You know, RFK Jr. is having a tough time adapting to his new position.
Really?
Maybe he didn't think he was going to get it, but, you know, he's forced into it, and now there he is. He's trying to do the best job he can, and it ain't going well.
Well, he said at one congressional hearing, don't listen to me for any medical advice. I mean, I thought that was kind of a telling statement.
Well,
I mean, he said it. It was right on the record.
It's a great way to start off.
Yeah.
It says here at least four of the studies cited in the new report, Make America Healthy Again. This is his first big report, and everybody's looking at this with surprised looks.
Yeah.
The first four studies cited in the flagship White House report on children's health, of all things, doesn't exist. The authors listed in the document said that these are false reports, casting doubt now on the paper outlining RFK Jr.'s agenda, like he has an agenda. Mm. What would have been important reports assessing the drivers of the childhood chronic diseases turned out to be a fake report. It includes broken citation links and credits authors with papers they said they did not write. Okay, we've got a list here.
Okay.
B.S. Barbie, Caroline Leavitt, said during the afternoon briefing with a straight face, get this, this is incredible. I just love this.
Ready for this?
The mishaps were formatting issues. Okay, now you're crediting reports that don't exist and authors who denied having anything to do with these reports, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a formatting issue. How do you come to that conclusion? And this is the closer line that is just incredible. Okay. It does not negate the substance of the report. How does it not negate the substance of the report if the reports are fake and phony and the doctors are denying having anything to do with it? Come on, please.
In her world, it's all just okay. It's fine.
All right.
It doesn't negate anything.
So Noah Kresge, a Columbia University researcher listed as an author of a paper on adolescent anxiety and depression, said the citation is not one of our studies. And doesn't appear to be a study that exists at all.
That's just made it up?
Screaming endorsement right there. the link to that story was broken to the peer-reviewed medical journal JAMA, who, by the way, said it was not published in JAMA Pediatrics or in JAMA Network Journals.
JAMA, that's Journal of American Medical Association, I think, Okay, so
a Columbia University
fake.
A Columbia University professor named in the citation said the reference is totally fabricated. Well, okay, don't mince words with us on that one. Harold Farber, a pediatrics professor at Baylor College of Medicine, said the paper attributed to him does not exist. And a fourth paper on ADHD, which is very important to me, the medication, I love the medication, was also not published in the Journal of Pediatrics in 2008 as claimed.
How did these things get in there? I proofread anything
okay,
there?
This is a good question, okay?
Thank you.
Levitt declined to answer how the report was produced and whether, get this, yeah. artificial intelligence tools may have been used to
what?
Craft the report.
Oh,
see?
Okay. Okay.
That has... I'm thinking that's what happened.
Yes.
Throw it into AI, come
right?
out with a quick report. That sounds like the workload that RFK Jr. would appreciate, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just give it to AI. And
Kennedy's agency is justifying its policy priorities with studies and sources that do not exist.
So that's the way they're going to get through this 4 years. Just give it over to AI, and if there's any mistake, well, it was AI's fault.
Isn't
it wasn't
that
our
amazing?
Fault. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. These things.
Mind-boggling. Yeah,
they just happen. It's just a coincidence.
It's crazy.
All right.
Coming up in a little while here, in fact, in just a few minutes, we'll be checking in with Brittany Merlot on weather for the weekend. And, of course, Rocker is here. He'll get ready for the Max Inc. preview. And a couple of surprises before the end of the show.
You know, everybody's complaining about the Medicaid cuts that are in the a big bad bill that was passed, right?
Right.
Mike Johnson said his party is going to achieve its deeply unpopular Medicaid cuts via the moral component of protecting manhood.
What?
Yes. It's like wearing a protective cup. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Start over. What is this about?
Well, Mike Johnson wants to protect manhood with a moral component by cutting away the benefits of Medicaid to many of these men that can go out there and work but are actually freeloading.
See? I thought you were going to say he's going to pull a Derek Van Orden and fail to change a car tire, but this is way worse than
that. This is worse than that. You're absolutely right. Why don't we get up cut two here? No, 206. Cut 206. We have time for that.
Okay.
Let's listen to Johnson here.
Okay.
You're talking about 4.8 million able-bodied workers, young men, for example, who are on Medicaid and not working. They are choosing not to work when they can. That is called fraud. They are cheating the system. When you root out those kinds of abuses, you save the resources that are so desperately needed by the people who deserve it and need it most. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. So bottom line in it, then.
Yes.
If you're getting health care, getting health care is now a crime. It's fraud. And you're cheating the country if you get health care. Health care, a basic human need.
Yes.
You know, I've got a little speech from AOC coming up in regards to this. I know we don't have we got to take a break.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, we'll come back with that and get back to more of what Mike Johnson is talking about here.
Okay. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can go to their location, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, get checked out with an appointment, or you can do a hearing aid test, or hearing test, I should say, at their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. That'll get you started. You can make an appointment, and they always... are, you know, as they say, they're not just selling hearing aids. They are always improving the quality of life through better hearing. It's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Go there. Jim and Sarah will help you out. We're coming back with Brittany Merlot. Get a check of the weekend weather next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Elect a president.
No more king.
He's gonna do what the people want.
No more king.
We're gonna run things our way.
No more king.
Nobody's gonna tell us what to do.
Rocking and a rolling, swishing and a splashing over the horizon. What can it be? Looks like it's going to be a free country.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning. Nice sunny day today. We're overlooking State Street and the leaf blowers have been out already. The street sweepers also have taken care of the streets. So if you're thinking about coming downtown.
No problem.
They've gotten it ready for you.
Yes. It's beautiful. We've got sunshine today. And right now, our chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us. Good morning, Brittany. How are
you? Good morning.
How's the
Good.
Weather in Wausau?
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
You know,
yeah.
It's a little hazy. Gross out here. We've got a lot of thick wildfire smoke right here in Wausau.
From Canada?
How about you?
Yeah, no, we haven't seen anything like that yet, but I guess it's moving down here, huh?
Yeah. It sure is.
Yeah.
Now,
another,
I don't like it.
Another summer of this? Come on.
I know. I mean, so Manitoba and Saskatchewan, they've had their largest evacuations that in living memory that they can think of, which is crazy to me. And, you know, there's so many fires going on up there. And now that wind has shifted northwest. So that means it's pulling it directly here towards us. Mm. So we're going to be dealing with this today. It's supposed to be the worst this morning. So if you guys don't already have it, that's kind of good news. Hopefully it doesn't get too bad by you. But for a lot of the state, it is in an orange category, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups. They say to wear the mask and stuff if you're going to be outside. But I've got an air purifier running in my house.
Yeah.
Got the windows closed because I don't want any of that. I don't react good to it.
No.
So far, it's just sunshine here, but it could get a little hazy at times. So I don't remember. I remember this happened last year or maybe the year before. But, you know, it doesn't seem like it seems like a relatively new phenomenon in the last couple of years, right? That we're getting these fires in Canada every summer now? Is that the trend?
You know, I was just talking about this with my family because I used to live up in Minnesota, and there's three pretty big wildfires just north of Duluth up there. And my family was like, you know, you lived up there for 10 years. Did that ever happen? And I was like, no, not really. This is all a new thing. And unfortunately, it's with the warming temperatures, the dry conditions. You know, you got a lightning strike in those woods, or someone tosses a cigarette butt or a spark, and this is what can happen. I mean, one of those up in Canada was human-caused.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to be careful. Yeah, I mean, just these dry conditions in spring.
About 2 years ago, I was up in Minneapolis doing the census, and it was interesting because I couldn't see downtown.
Goodness.
You could not see downtown. It was that smoky down there because of the wildfires in Canada. So we're back at it again.
Yes,
so anyway, beside the smoke, what are we expecting this weekend?
Yeah.
Well, lots of sunshine, lots of warmth. good stuff, right? Today we're going to hit the upper 70s. There is a small chance of some scattered showers later this afternoon, and then maybe a rumble of thunder after 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this cold front that's dropping in from the north. So these storms and rain is actually going to be moving north to south this afternoon and evening. But after that, the patchy smoke should be gone by tomorrow. We're still looking at plenty of sunshine. Actually, pretty comfortable tomorrow in the mid-70s. We do the same thing for Sunday with a little bit of mugginess starting to seep in.
Mm.
And then it's going to be hot and humid on Monday. 87 degrees is what we're looking at right now.
Wow. Monday.
Yeah.
87. Wow. Amazing. Okay.
Sounds bad. Sounds really
Hello,
bad.
Summer.
Sounds like dew point problems there. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Brittany, today is Sam's last day. Yeah. Do you want to say goodbye or farewell?
Like
or
just
you know,
say see you later.
Good to see you.
Hit the bricks.
Good riddance.
Get out of here. No. Nice to see you. No, it has been a pleasure working with you, Sam. Your energy is amazing. I can't wait to see what you do with your future.
Oh,
and your butt better come back on here and talk to us because this is weird. It's like losing part of the family.
It is.
No.
Absolutely. Yes. Hey, did you see the t-shirts here that we have on?
Yeah. Brent? We got our new John and Gordy t-shirts.
Yeah.
Just
came
my
God.
Yes.
I want that swag. That's cool.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
We'll send one up.
We got to get a little Sam on there too on the back.
That's it. Yeah, it's a great idea. All right, Brittany, thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
Thank you guys.
All right,
you too.
Chief meteorologist.
Hi, Sam.
Bye.
Brittany Merlot. Okay.
All right.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but some things remain constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east and west. Just go to verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
And ask for the adjustable frames. Tell them John Peterson sent you.
Okay.
All right, now let's go to the phones. We've got Mark on the line. Let's go to Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Yeah, it seems this whole inventing thing seems to be something, you know, kind of par for the course for the Trump administration, because didn't Peter Navarro invent Ron Vero to invent the theory behind all Trump's trade policies and tariff policies? I mean, and Caroline Leavitt should actually know formatting means just how something's arranged, not actually the material within it. I mean, to defend this false information getting put out there. I mean, I wonder if the people who, the names they've cited have, in their support or saying they produce this stuff, actually have a cause of action against the administration for bearing false witness. I mean, it is just beyond me that they're going to get away with this crap.
Well, yeah, I mean, it can't affect their careers, right? I mean, tied to this thing and these false reports. So, yeah, I would assume that they have some kind of legal action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Pin their ears to the wall.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate it. Let's get to the rest of the story here. Mike Johnson said this. Mm-hmm. No one in the country believes that this is right. There's a moral component to providing Medicaid to these young people. And when you make young men work, it's good for them. It's good for their dignity. It's good for their self-worth. And it's good for the community they live in. My goodness, thank you, Mike. Mike Johnson wants to make an individual's access to health care contingent on their dignity and their self-worth. His framing around young men arguably meets the literal definition of sexism.
Okay.
All right.
You heard it here.
You heard it here.
Okay.
All right. I wanted to play AOC, but we don't have time for that right now. But
not at this moment. But
maybe next week.
We'll get to that. Coming up after the break, we'll welcome Rocker into the studio. A Max Inc. preview.
Yeah.
He's ready to rock.
Stack of records.
Stay with us. More of John and Gordy right around the corner. The John Gordy Show. More cowbell.
WNDX.
735.
It's quite the legendary comment now, isn't it?
It is.
More cowbell.
Isn't that something?
More cowbell. It is.
We've got sunshine out there, some haze in the sun, along with some smoke from Canada. You know, I've had some smoke from Canada. It wasn't too bad. Get it at your local head shop. Okay. It's going to be beautiful today. Highs in the upper 70s. And this is a free ticket Friday. That's right. Your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewer tickets every Friday this summer. All you need to do is listen for the keyword to text to enter this statewide contest. We'll have different keywords throughout the day with our various hosts. Our keyword for this 4-pack of Brewer tickets for the game on June 7th versus San Diego, the keyword is crew, C-R-E-W, crew. Mm-hmm. You just text that in. Use the Civic Media app. You can get that in the Apple or the Google store. Find our station, WMDX. Use the text button. Send that keyword crew to be entered in. We'll select a winner later today, and you'll be notified. And, again, the keyword is crew. John Peterson,
Well, no, not to me. Let's go to Rocker.
Rocker is in the studio.
Stop by just for the heck of it.
And I'm just sitting here thinking, is the keyword Motley Crue? But no, wrong kind of crew.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Wrong kind of spelling.
Yeah, Brew Crew.
Well, okay. Hey, guys.
What's
Max
happening?
Inc. Radio. It's coming tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. And we've got a great show coming up this weekend. Total Life Fitness owner Luke Briggs, he's a local guy. He was an impersonal trainer for 8 years at a boutique gym, but he started this great new business, Total Life Fitness. And guess what? I joined it, and I'm going to be blogging about it, and everybody's going to be able to follow my sort of fitness journey.
Cool.
Because I got to make working out, you know, like a life's
part of your deal.
You know, right.
Yeah, so you do.
I got myself a coach.
So where are they located?
You got a coach.
They're located in the clouds.
Oh.
It's an app. So you use this app.
Oh.
To track your nutrition, to track your workouts, and then you have a personal coach that is watching all this and kind of keeping you kind of on the up and up and accountable for what you're doing and looking at your goals. And
wow.
It's great because, you know, I was at the workout place and, you know, that's going to end at my cardio rehab. And they're always like, you know, oh, you did, you know, 30 minutes on the elliptical. All right. You know, and I'm like going to go to a private gym and tell somebody next to me that same thing. And they're going to look at me like, so what?
Yeah.
Right. So this guy is going to be, you know, the Total Life Fitness will be like, all right, you
that's
know, they'll,
cool.
they'll be doing just it. So it's
review
great,
for everybody. Great idea. When did you have your heart grabber?
That was the day after Christmas.
Okay.
December 26th. Yeah. Yep.
And so now you're doing the rehab.
And I'm doing cardio rehab. Yep. Back to drumming.
You look great.
Got a gig coming up in September. We'll be telling you about later on. So, yeah, lots of fun. So Total Life Fitness, Luke Briggs, he'll be in here to talk about it. It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Austin Galante, he's written the soundtrack for Sanguine Teeth. It's a new movie. It's his second feature film because he wrote it, produced it, scored it, directed it. Sanguine Teeth on Driftless Road, new movie that's going to be premiering.
We're going to be talking to him. We have him stopping into the studio. We're going to be talking to him.
Oh, really?
That. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, actually, he's here Monday.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he's making the rounds. Well, his new movie premieres Saturday, June 7th at Marcus Plays Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie.
Okay.
We'll be talking to him tomorrow night. And live in the lair, it's the Lower Fifth. We'll talk about them in 1 second. And then we'll have Marta Hansen, the piano gal. She's going to be talking about the release of a new video for her song, Bang Bang. She's partnered with local nonprofit Children's Film Academy of Madison. And Bang Bang is all about, you know, school shootings, violence in schools. Yeah. And so there's going to be a couple shows coming up. June 6th at Brick Cider and Saturday, June 7th at the Sun Prairie's Farmers Market. And we can find out all about her cause that she's pushing. Lower Fifth, they are live in the lair May 31st on Max Inc. Radio. And you know what?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. They're going to be playing at Atwood Fest. Ah. We are breaking Atwood Fest schedule today. So here's one of the first teasers. Live in the lair tomorrow night, Lower Fifth. Atwood Fest, Sunday, July 27th on the Sugar Maple stage. This is Lower Fifth and their song, Hope.
Here we go.
Hope, now lift me up, now hold on to me. Hope, now take away the things I don't need.
Oh, yeah.
You said swing. Lower Fifth, right?
The Lower Fifth, yes.
Now, is that part of the soundtrack of the movie, or is that...
No, we've moved on from
okay,
the movie.
Okay, we have, okay.
We left him in the dust already. We're on the Lower Fifth, okay, and we're about to escape that.
I got to say, though, thanks that is a good song. Attention. It's a really good song. Stuff.
Yeah. Lower Fifth. Luke Jorgensen, their leader, he passed away suddenly back before the pandemic, actually. And the band went on, and, you know, they're still cranking it out. They got a couple new members.
And that's their own song right there.
That is.
They it's sound called great.
Hope. They
very
are
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And they'll be at Atwood Fest. So check out the AtwoodFest.com, AtwoodFest.com, for the full schedule. Another guy playing at Atwood Fest on Sunday, July 27th at 6 p.m., headlining the Luther Allison stage. It's a Dem Tes Fay band, but they are playing tonight. You can see them. I'm actually going to the show. It's at the Burr Oak. Yeah. Doors open at 7, a night of soul groove and connection. The lights will be low, the band will be tight, and the energy, pure fire and intimacy.
Wow,
he is great.
Okay.
So let's check out a little bit of a Dem Tes Fay band, The Being Wave. This is from their 2022 EP.
If it ain't perfect, you don't waste your time. Then you say it ain't worth it, but then you stand in line. You gotta see what you wanna be. You gotta see the being way, the being way. Yeah. So let's start and get to the heart of the answers, and I can be where it is. Just a small part of the process for what it is. Not lost in promise. But don't make promises.
Don't make promises. Don't make promises.
The Beam Way.
Yeah, the Beam Way. That is a Dem Test Fay. And they'll be headlining the Atwood Fest stage July 27th, the Luther Allison stage July 27th. And they'll be at Baroque tonight. So check him out. He's really good. Let's keep going on this Atwood Fest theme.
Yeah.
VO5, Disco on the Lake, Eastside Club, Thursday, June 5th. Of course, they'll be playing Atwood Fest, headlining the Clyde Stubblefield stage on July 26th. And Fat Function will be opening up for them. So Fat Function into VO5. I can't imagine a better dancing night. Let's listen to some dance from Dance Originality, their original album. This is a song called Baku. This is VO5. That has a fun Latin feel to it.
It sure does.
You know, they do a lot of their own songs, but of course they'll do all the disco hits. Make sure to go to atwoodfest.com, check out the full schedule, because I'm going to give you a couple highlights right now. Now, everybody wants to know what's happening on the main stage.
Yes.
Saturday night of Atwood Fest, July 26th. It's coming, the Clyde Stubblefield stage, and we're going to kick it off with Rare Elements. So Clyde Stubblefield music. Tons of it. Funk. This is going to be a funky day. Big horn bands. Next comes the Big Payback. That's a huge horn band. And Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal making a return appearance. They haven't been here since like 2019, 2018 from Nebraska. And he won, was a finalist in American Idol. Amazing singer. Amazing keyboard player. Fat Function, then VO5. That is going to be the Clyde Stubblefield stage on Atwood Fest. Some other Atwood Fest highlights include Mr. Blotto from Chicago. He's going to be doing the Saturday, July 26th on the Luther Allison stage. Julian Primo we're bringing back from New Orleans. Mama Dig Down's brass band. Oh, so we have a whole New Orleans feel going on that stage that day.
Yeah.
We also have Dogtown Hollow, one of John's favorites. And American Scarecrow is a great Americana band from Minneapolis. Kelsey Miles, good friend of yours, she's coming back.
Kelsey Miles.
And Parker Barrow from Birmingham, Alabama. We're bringing them back and we're putting them on the big stage. They were just an amazing band last year. And you guys might like this one, the Brothers Almanac. They're an Allman Brothers tribute band from Minneapolis. And they're really good. Two drummers, the whole ball of wax. It's going to be really great. And, so go to atwoodfest.com to check the whole schedule.
Okay.
No, we were down now there I was down there for the very first time last year.
Yes.
I have to say, it's amazing how they put the stages in that small area. I mean, they've got all of these different stages, huge stages.
Three stages, right.
Yeah, and a lot of people can get in there, and it's just a fantastic event. And great food. I mean, in the market, you can go down Atwood Avenue and just...
Vendor Alley.
It is just wonderful. It's a great
event. And you can see on atwoodfest.com, we have a list of the vendors and a list of the food vendors, so you can kind of make your plans early.
Great stuff.
Just about a minute or so to go here. Rocker, you want to talk about what's happening tonight on the terrace? Anything else? Weekend highlights?
There is some good stuff. Some weekend highlights coming up. May 30th, Memorial Union Terrace. Tonight. That's tonight.
Yep.
Madtown Manish Boys.
Always
go see them on the lake. May 31st, Westmoreland Park, which is out by Tokay Boulevard. It's a wheelhouse. That's tomorrow.
Okay.
Westmoreland Park. And then the Edgewater. They're having their Brewgrass Fridays coming up. And tonight... Tonight, Them Cooley Boys, folk Americana outfit from Eau Claire, Wisconsin Area Music Industries Band of the Year in 2021. Them Cooley Boys. Let's hear it. Sign of the Times.
All right.
Okay.
Sit and wait, sleep when you put your your child to the bed, they'll watch you kiss him on the head, say it's okay.
Rocker, great to have you with us. Hey, stick around in the studio.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Max Inc. preview, and again, Max Inc. tomorrow night.
That's right.
Yep.
6 p.m. to midnight.
Yep. And we will say farewell to Sam coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's just a sign of the chance.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the Morning. And every once in a while, we mention our producer, Sam. You know, he throws his two cents in from time to time. You know, he's just kind of hanging out. He's not really participating in the program
Rock.
Much, usually.
Could you turn on the overhead?
Kidding,
they
of course.
They don't pay me enough for that.
No, they're very, very... Last day that Sam is producing the show here, and we don't know what's going to happen. You know, I think
you know what
it's going to be.
It's going to be a sad day.
It's going to be an empty spot because you have added so much to this program, and it was just a coincidence we're all thrown together. Yeah. And you looked at us like, I'm going to take care of these two senior citizens? Are you kidding me?
Well, I remember the first time I met you, I really didn't know what to make of you. Like, I asked, you said that you wanted the show to be political, and I had no idea what that meant.
Could have meant a lot of things.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whatever you said was filled with euphemisms, and I really could not tell what you were trying to tell me.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy,
yeah, Sam, it's been a great ride.
Yeah, it really has.
You got a few texts, you know.
Yeah, we did. We got a couple here.
Did you already tell them about Mark from Prairie to Sac saying, from this radio show, Sam is leaving. We will miss your skills on the radio dial and for taking your talents to the high school room and enlightening our youth for a while, which is what he's doing next.
Yeah, and another one that says, good luck, Sam. Really going to miss you. How well you fit into the Morning Crew, the voice of reason that kept the elders in line. I love being called an elder.
You are.
Yeah.
You're both old enough to be my grandparents.
Yeah, thanks again. goodbye. If you know what I mean, it's wishing you all the best moving forward as a teacher.
Middleton.
And it was always like having one of my kids in here because my sons are, 26 and 23. So,
right in there. Sam, you're 23, right?
I'm 24.
24 already. Okay. Yeah.
Now, I was at home last night thinking, what music could I select to say goodbye to Sam? And what comes to mind? And I thought about your career, your side career as a movie projectionist.
Yes.
You're really into the movies here. So I put together this little montage. So this is a goodbye to Sam. Go ahead.
Hello, Sam. Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake, play it, Sam.
He hasn't played it in a long time.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Actually, let's hear something else here. Hang on.
The fundamental things apply.
How about this?
As time goes by.
Here we go.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Yeah.
A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for.
There you go.
Not trying to stand in my way as I'm walking
out the door. This is a classic. Radio guys used to play this all the time on their last day on the air.
When they knew it was their last day?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was very rare that we knew, but yes.
Oh, that's
now,
great.
Now, we only have a couple of minutes left, but we got a couple of things, so we better get through this. We got about three minutes.
I know.
I've got your backpack.
You said you had all you needed, but I think this backpack really says it.
I'm going back to school. That's Gory right.
Gory found this, but you've been our hero all this last year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So we put a few things in here. I know you don't need a whole lot.
Goodbye.
We're going back
presents.
To school. You're
going
to need some big old pencils.
Oh, wow.
You know, the big thick kind.
Ticonderoga
really
number
hang
twos.
On to those.
Yeah.
A little something to do while the kids are, you know, studying and doing
yeah,
what they need
like
to
a
do.
Little tabletop
pinball
a little
game. Pinball game.
We have teacher, you know, vinyl stickers that you can put on your
this
books.
Is great.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We've got some special erasers. We figured the donuts would probably do for you. The donut
nice.
Erasers.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
What? 30 seconds?
No, no. Three. We got two. We have 3 minutes.
Okay, I'm not going so fast. So. All right. Okay. So slowing down.
Slow down.
This is a pencil sharpener, of course, in the shape of fries.
Nice.
We like fries.
Very yes.
Cool.
Yeah. That's
and
very
of
nice.
Of course, a very special pen that's only for you.
It's got a spaceship on it.
And it does that.
Whoa! The spaceship just blew up.
That's
oh,
that.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I drank too much coffee today. I'm shaken.
Okay.
A red pen for correcting, of course.
Oh, I'm going to put that to good use.
Put that to good use. Now we go there's in the big pocket.
Yeah, there's some other things in
I
there.
Just want to mention here, it's a Spider-Man backpack.
Yes.
All right, I'm
right.
just good.
Very
gorgeous.
Cool.
Yeah.
It has Hero on it, because
yeah,
it is, right? Of course.
The marble
now, you're
thing
teaching history, right?
That's right.
History. Yeah. So you need to know the history of Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's good.
No.
You're
so you be up on it.
Trying
all.
To turn me just to make
sure. So the kids think
a little golden book about Taylor Swift?
Yes, yes.
Really? Is there?
Yes.
Golden book.
Oh, my God.
Show it to the camera.
That's great.
It is. And, of course, the history of Barbie, which is very important.
Oh, wonderful.
Smallest,
yes.
pinkest viewfinder we could find.
Yeah.
You
need
know.
To relate to the kids.
Right
yeah.
to the
yeah.
kids, yeah. yep. And, of course, when all goes to hell in a handbasket, Tylenol. We need Tylenol.
Come on in, Megan.
That's fantastic.
Yep. And
I got a card for me here.
Yep.
Not one. But
yeah.
two balls.
Yeah.
John and Gordy
stress
balls.
Those are going to be getting a good squeeze.
They'll
so
be getting
your,
a good squeeze.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
got your balls back.
Yep.
Should I open this card here?
Well, we'll do that. We'll do that. Yeah, do that now. Go ahead, do that. That's
all
a
right.
card. That's from everybody at the station. You know,
yeah.
we all had to. Oh, yeah, that's the big part.
We're at 1 minute.
All right.
1 minute.
Yeah.
yeah well, about minute.
Well,
long.
And this
change.
Is a gift card
oh.
for dicks.
There you go.
So you got the balls and you got the dicks.
All right.
And,
what?
I didn't see
there's something more in there.
One last item, because they're wearing it.
Brand new.
The brand new John
and Gordy t-shirt.
Woo!
Yeah.
Now available in your Civic Media store.
Nice.
Oh, that's gorgeous, yeah.
We got a minute here, Sam.
I do like the t-shirts.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. Oh,
well,
man.
You deserve all that and more, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's been
good
a
luck
wonderful
to you.
Time.
Come back and visit us. Okay?
I will. Seriously.
Of course. Of
now
course.
You're going to make me cry.
Come
what
back
are you doing?
And. If you
do
can...
your cough one more time. Okay. All right. Good.
I've never
enough
seen
of that.
That live.
What? Absolutely classic. Yes.
Yeah.
Never doing that again.
All right.
And we give you permission to co-host on Todd Elbaugh's show every once in a while.
Thank you. Thank
like.
You for your permission.
You can also do that here if you'd
Robert
like.
Robert Barron.
I don't know.
Good luck to you always,
yeah.
Sam.
Thank you.
You meant a whole heck of a lot to this show. You really
yeah.
have.
Sam Davison, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great day. So long. Stephanie Miller's next.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.